All-time top 10.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough. Oh, baby. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try.
Hey, like everybody. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
Say it, Ryan.
What?
And we're back.
And we're back!
We are back. Welcome back, everyone. It is a new episode of All Time Top 10. I am Ben Eisen. I am joined today by the illustrious Ryan Blake and his beautiful, illustrious wife, Summer.
I'm glad I'm illustrious, too.
Yeah, well, come on. I didn't want to leave you out of the illustrious parade.
It feels so good to be home.
That's right. Ryan Blake.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of months since you've been on the show. You did what, like 15 of these episodes?
It was. Yeah, and I know it's not the same.
No, it's not.
I mean, your brother, you know.
Hey, he did a fine job
yeah.
for being my brother-in-law.
I heard Green Day.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
What's grunge about Green Day? Can you?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's what he wanted to play, and I couldn't begrudge him.
You couldn't begrudge him.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Did you really just
say
that?
I know. It just popped into my head and came out before I had time to edit it.
That's pretty good. Anyhow, welcome, guys. This episode topic was picked by Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we're talking about sex. Songs about sex.
Let the uncomfortable silences begin.
Come on. We're all adults here. We're all consenting adults.
Whoa. Or something. But not all together.
No. God, no. You kidding me? For the love of Christ.
That's what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All day.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, today we're going to do top 10 songs about sex. And we started late, so we're going to jump right into it. What do you say?
All right.
Let's do it.
Summer.
All right. So my number 10 song
yes.
is a song that I picked, not because it's a good song, because I don't really particularly like it, but in terms of... No, oh I do in a funny kind of way. But in terms of songs about sex, it's rather iconic. So I had to include it in my list.
Iconic.
It's iconic. I know.
Right off the bat, that, she's using those.
I know. That word has overuse written all over it. But in this case, common. I think it's true. But yeah. Anyway, it's...
Underrated is another one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This song is Let's Talk About Sex.
Salt and Pepper.
By Salt and Pepper. And it's funny. And... it's kicking off my list. Only three of my songs are not featuring female artists. So this is kicking off my female empowerment sexuality.
Yeah, Summer was kicking our ass back, you know, a couple months ago about how we didn't have enough female artists on the show. And I agree.
I didn't even do it on purpose, though. Although, this just happened.
Although I had more than you.
By like one.
Whatever. It's more.
Had, like in the first 15 episodes, you had like... 11 female arts. I had 10. So
it was not that close.
Whatever it was.
Without the real stats. You know, I'm going to find them and
pummel me over the head with them. All right. All right. This is Summer's number 10. This is Salt and Pepper. Let's talk about sex.
Number 10.
Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Well, let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow.
coy, avoid or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows.
Many will know
anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pat?
I doubt it.
Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all of the good things and the bad things that maybe. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Make any man's eyes pop. She uses, she's got to get whatever she don't got. Fellas droop like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearls, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag. She should have been glad, but she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and the note that last night was dope, dope, dope.
Take it easy.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.
Do it.
Let's talk about sex.
Pep, I don't think they're gonna play this on the radio.
And why not? Everybody have sex.
I mean, everybody should be making love.
Come on, now, how many guys you know make
love? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Okay, we will.
I just can't believe you were listening to this in second grade. It's way,
oh my God,
way beyond.
Oh well, my sister is 5 years older than me. I heard things. I'm just saying.
Still, it's just inappropriate. It was too much knowledge for a young second grader.
Yeah, and how many guys did you know back then that made love?
I didn't know any. I hope. I don't know.
Good point.
Salt and Pepper. Nice.
Good song.
It is good.
Funny song.
It is.
Yeah, I totally remember that song. Totally.
Yep.
So my number 10?
I remember their horrible fashion, but that's just me.
Horrible.
Anyway.
Matter of opinion.
Okay. Ryan Blake, you're up. What's your number 10?
My number 10 is Sublime from their album Sublime.
Ooh.
A song called Caress Me Down.
Yeah.
And there's a part in there about mushrooms. There's a part in there about a kung fu grip and a whole bunch of Spanish, which who knows what he's saying during that. But
I thought that was kind of more Spanglish.
Yeah,
really.
No, there's a lot of it's Spanish.
Really?
Because he spoke Spanish.
Well, I knew he did, but like in this song, I was like, it's totally like.
Well, he mixes it.
He keeps going back and forth between.
Right.
Yeah.
But the Spanish is Spanish. It's not Spanglish.
You must be a Moniega if you're still standing still.
Yeah.
I love this song. Yeah.
So this is my number 10.
It's a slow jam.
Kind of. In comparison to Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, this is a song you put on when you want to get romantic.
Right.
Yeah. Sublime. Ryan's number 10.
Number 10.
Me llamo Bradley, I'm horny open Ron Jeremy. And if you wanna get popped in your knee, just wipe that look off your body face. You hate me cause I got what you need, a pretty little daughter that we call Mixie. Yes, if you wanna get beat physically, it will be over in a minute if you. So she told me to come over and I took.
took that trip. And then she pulled out mama her shroom tips. And when it came out, it went drip, drip, drip. I didn't know she had the G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip. And it went, and the girl caressed me down. And that's that loving sound. And it went, and the girl caressed me down. And that's that loving sound. When I kiss Nick's, it makes me feel horny. Cause I'm the type of lover with the sensitivity. When she kissed my neck and tickled me fancy, give me the right kind of love on a Sunday morning. En el otro lado es donde viví, con un mijita que se llama Mexi. Su hermana si me quiere, y ahorita tenemos un bebé. Sus padres, sus padres me trataron matar, but they did not get too far. Un poco después tuve que regresar con un chingo de dinero que yo no amasté. Fui a Costa Rica para tomar y surfear. Platicaba con la raza cause they know who we are. Si no le dio cuenta then I bet you never will. You must be a muñeca if you're still standing still. And we fall, caress me down, and that's the loving sound. We go, and the girl caress me down. And that's the loving sound. Me gusta mi reggae, me gusta punk rock. Pero la cosa que me gusta más es panochita. La nalga en el aire, if you know who you are. Pon la nalga en el aire y empieza a gritar. Tenga miedo, I'm your papi. Take your chones y los manden a mí. Levanta, levanta, tienes que gritar. Levanta, levanta, tienes que bailar. Cause, caress me down, and that's the loving sound. And the girl caress me down, that's the loving sound. Caress me down, that's the loving sound. And the girls caress me down, that's the loving sound.
Yeah, I got my one yeah out of the way right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I'm telling you, if your brother and I ever meet someday, we're going to throw down.
Over Green Day?
Yeah, over Green Day and Metallica and AC/DC. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Akadaka.
Ira just called. He was angry at Ryan for slighting him. And he wants to hear The Jack by AC/DC. I don't know if we'll have time
that
for it.
That might happen.
It's a dirty song. But anyhow, thanks, everybody.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks, Ryan Blake. Sublime, Caress Me Down. My number 10 is also from the 90s. It's King Missile. And it's a little song called Let's Have Sex. All right. And John S. Hall, he does the spoken word thing, set to music. He was like a poet.
Just like the penis song? Or?
Yeah, well, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not from the same album.
Spoken word, whatever. Kind of
yeah.
Thing.
And he talks about all the different ways that they can have sex. Shakespeare in the Park kind of sex. D-Train to Coney Island vacation kind of sex. Clandestine in the airport lavatory kind of sex. And Olympic marathon sex.
Hmm.
So there are different...
Some of the different ways.
It's true. And he'll tell you more.
I've tried three of those.
With who?
Oh, my God. I'm going to stay out of this one. This is my number 10. This is King Missile.
I don't fly much.
Let's have sex.
Number 10.
I will slur and heal and hem and haw. I will eat a monkey's paw when you call me up and command me to come over to your house for sex and tea biscuits. I shall clandestinely drop my cummerbund down the dumbwaiter chute. Lutes will serenade us like liquid lemonade. You will glisten like newborn snow, and I will
like a clairvoyant nipple clamp. It will be sex like nobody has ever had it before in the history of postmodern lovemaking. It will be sex even if it isn't. It will be sex even if only in theory. Even if it's only pantomime. Even if it's just a memory or a dream or a symphonic approximation. After a summer of autonomous sodomy and National Geographic specials about pretty animals that use other little animals as food by eating them on television. But we shouldn't even watch television. We should just have sex. Epic making, earth shaking, teeth chattering, fish clattering, fish frying, eye popping, never stopping, bunny hopping, toe tapping, Joseph tapping sex. Shakespeare in the park kind of sex. Train rides, Pony Island vacation kind of sex. Clandestine in the airplane laboratory kind of sex. Olympic marathon sex. All the different ways that we feel like having sex. We should, until we grow old and bored and disillusioned. Then let us rekindle our feelings, forget our despair and our celibate nonsense, and do it like bunny rats till the cows come home to roost. So call me sometime and let's have sex.
Okay.
Woo.
Yeah.
Straight to the point.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, he's a poet.
Straight to the point. Get it?
Oh.
Get the hell out.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah. Summer, you're up.
All right, I'm excited about this next pick.
Oh, this one's is this a song that you like?
Also in a comical way.
Okay.
This is coming at you straight from 1976.
Whoa.
One of the biggest hits of that year. I think I might have stolen one of Ryan's from the look in his face.
I had to say it was the year. What is this?
This is a song that
What's it like? What's love like?
Exactly. It was popularized again to a whole new generation in the movie Anchorman. And it's the Starland vocal band's Afternoon Delight.
Nice. Is this stolen from you, Ryan?
Yeah, Blake? This was stolen from me. This was my number... my number three.
Oh no. And I'm a number nine. I would feel bad if I had feelings.
Afternoon Delight. Good stuff.
Yeah, great song. It's really fun to sing along to. So that's what we'll be doing.
Okay.
Feel free to do it at home.
We're gonna try some 3-part harmony here in the Kill Radio Studios. This is the Starland Vocal Band. I'm so glad. I was thinking about it. I'm glad I didn't pick this one, but because I'm glad someone did. Yeah. I'll just say that. Summer's number nine. Afternoon Delight.
Number nine.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. In flight, afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight. The sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight.
Stitching souls together make a spark to ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Skyrocket.
No, front, just the.
Okay.
Come on, son. Afternoon delight.
I left you guys hanging on that one. I couldn't do it.
You said you were going to.
I know, I lied.
You lied. Ugh. That was really, really.
Well, we were singing along, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
So we can't replicate the moment.
And fine. But, I mean, that was pretty bad, but.
That was terrible. Ryan Blake, you're up.
Okay, these guys are in a band.
My number nine.
Number nine. It's not Revolution number nine, is it?
It's Clem Snide.
Hey.
And it's a song called Joan Jett of Arc.
Yes, I know this one.
And it seems to be a song about his first experience with sex, is what it seems to be. It talks about his steak burning. He talks about...
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, I have to think so. And then he talks, and it's the girl's name I would expect is Joan, but
yes.
he calls her his Joan Jett of Arc. And then the last verse he says as he slips in his Joan Jett of Arc.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because I knew the song. I never thought of it that way.
I don't know this song.
You like it.
It's really good. So this is my number nine, Clem Snide.
It's good. You'll dig it.
Number nine.
Crickets were silent. And the train tracks like stitches, skidding bicycle tires as I slipped in my Joan Jett of art. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of art. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of art. As I slipped in my Joan Jett of art. And the birds that were crushed once had air in their bones, as oil was refined in her honor.
I like that.
It's a really pretty song.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, if that really is about his first experience, it's very Clem Snide.
Oh, yeah.
It's very Eve, because he's like all these small minutia details he's like focusing on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you may be onto something. That's
I've always thought that's what that song was about. And
yeah, especially that last
so
song.
When you mentioned the topic, that was one of the first ones that came to my mind.
There you go.
Nice.
My number nine, moving on. Uh-oh. We have to tell someone that we don't have time to play their music, sadly. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not much. This is top 10 songs about sex, right?
It sure is.
Cool.
Who am I speaking to?
Go ahead.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Christopher.
Hey, Christopher. Good to talk to you again.
Me too.
Just to warn you, we're running a little bit late, and there are three of us doing top 10 lists today. So we'll give your song a shout out, but I don't think we'll have time to play it, sadly.
Sure, I'll do a shout out to two songs.
What you got?
Prince, the Prince song Peach.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
And I know you guys probably don't like Nickelback. I really don't either, but I do like this song. It's called Animals.
Oh yeah, I think I've heard of that one.
Yeah.
A lot of sites I was on were talking about that, and then like someone would mention it, and then a bunch of people would make fun of them.
Yeah.
Well, if we have like time, we'll play the Nickelback one.
I do like that song.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. We are definitely. I think there's going to be some Prince coming. It kind of has to be on a show like this, but
yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah. But anyway, thanks, Chris.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, man. Later. Nickelback. Anyway, my number nine. Moving on quickly, talking about The Knack. The Knack were...
My Sharona?
No, not My Sharona.
They had another song?
They did, actually.
Wow.
They were a one and a half...
I had no idea.
They were a one and a half hit wonder. And this song I want to play is The Half.
Okay.
Yeah. The Knack came out of L.A. They were kind of like the new wave version of like the early Beatles or like the Wonders from That Thing You Do.
Yeah.
They dressed up like... Like they had like the nice suits and stuff, and they had like just like 2 minute super poppy, you know, fun, catchy songs, but the lyrics were like super filthy, and especially this one. The one I want to play is "Good Girls Don't" by The Knack. This song was it made it to number 11.
Good girls don't what?
They just don't.
Mm.
Yeah. this song made it to number 11 on the charts, so this was like their half hit. My Sharona, of course, was number one smash and all that. But check out these lyrics. I mean, this is kind of filthy. It's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste, an in between age madness that you know you can't erase till she's sitting on your face.
Ew.
In the radio version, they say till she puts you in your place. But yeah, the Chipmunks covered this song. For an album.
As in Alvin and?
Yes, exactly. It was on their Chipmunk Punk album.
Well, when sitting on your face, you can't help but being put in your place. You can't move.
It's true. That's a good point. But it's also
so
more...
So many things I want to say but can't.
Oh, you can. This is internet radio. Anyway, this is their half hit. It was a minor hit. This is The Knack from 1979, Good Girls Don't, my number nine.
Number nine.
Adolescent dream, schoolboy boy stuff, a sticky sweet romance. Don't you make you wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants. So you fantasize away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. I should be telling you, good girls don't, but I do. So you call her on the phone to talk about the teachers that you meet. And she says she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late. Time is right. Cause you've heard she's pretty fast, and you're hoping that she'll give you some tonight. So you start to make your play.
Can you just picture like the Wonders doing that song?
Absolutely. The O-Neaters.
The O-Neaters.
Yeah.
So it's O-Netters.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Summer, Summer Blake, you're up. It's number
okay,
eight.
So this is my number eight. It's another song from the 90s, and it's by a woman again. And the song is funny because the lyrics really aren't that sexual or filthy, but the video for this song was one of the most controversial of the early 90s. This is, of course, Madonna and Justify My Love.
Yes.
And it's really all in the delivery. You know,
a lot of moaning and whatnot.
Lots of sexual sounding. But yeah, the lyrics aren't too bad. I mean, I'm looking at the first verse here. It's, I want to kiss you in Paris. I want to hold your hand in Rome. She just said, make love in a train cross country. But nothing too crazy. But it's the song... drips sex.
Should have been on our travel episode.
Yeah.
Top 10 songs about places.
It would have been on your list because you like to cover all the different places in one song.
Why not? It's a catch-all. But Madonna, huh? All right.
I had to have Madonna in here.
There are certain artists that should be played today. That's good. I'm glad you included that. This is Summer's number eight. Madonna, Justify My Love.
Number eight.
needing, waiting for you to justify my love.
Could listen to Madonna read the phone book doing that in that right? voice.
Yeah, very so. Very sexy song. Not only about sex, but sexy.
Just the sound of it and everything.
Yeah,
you know,
yep, totally reminds me of that Wayne's World parody.
Yeah,
dude, look at the unit on that guy.
Don't they do the?
Yeah,
that's when they go into it.
That's right. Summer's number 8. Good stuff. Ryan Blake.
Yes,
you are up. What's going on?
Number 8. Is a song that I've always been told is entirely about sex.
Okay.
And it's called More Than Words.
Oh, my God.
By Extreme.
What?
Oh, my God.
And I was told that...
by whom?
Yeah.
No, it's... And I just looked it up and it said, am I not the only person that thinks it's about sex? And all these people are writing that they believe it, too.
Well, that makes sense.
Because he says, pretty much... Don't tell me that you love me. Show me that you love me.
Right.
Put your hands on me. Do this, do that. Now, because then you don't have to talk to me. Dude. I already know.
It's a nice way to avoid conversation. It sounds
Ryan Blake.
People that don't have anything to talk about in their relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you know, That's okay.
Don't say you love me. Just do me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what. And
the best relationships start. operate that way. Yeah.
They hid it behind such a sweet little ditty, you know. But it's not. It is not innocent. And it's on an album called Porno Graffiti.
That's true. I used to have that album.
Okay. Yeah.
Extreme 2.
I'm ready to give it another listen and judge.
Yeah, I'm going to start. I'm going to listen to this song with new ears.
This song is about sex. This is Extreme doing more than words.
Ryan's number 8.
Number 8.
Next, we're going to play Ira's request because that was. No, just kidding.
Man, that was awesome.
Ira wins.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess. Sure, if you want to force it, but.
That's what it's about. The guy's saying, stop talking. Just, you know, do stuff.
Is that
okay?
In this area.
Down there. All right, fine. We'll let it slide just this once.
Let it slide.
Oh, my
we'll
God.
We'll slip it on in there.
We'll let you slip that one in. Jesus Christ.
Nice
All
and
right.
easy.
Real quickly, my
like
number.
Like a perfect gentleman.
Going back to the 80s for my number 8. And this is a band called Romeo Void. New wave band from San Francisco. The song, it's a lot of it is singer Deborah Ayall's voice, who is a female, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. A lot of it is just her voice. It's very sultry. And the beat is very, like, you know.
Stop moving like that.
It moves, man. Where's my other hand?
Whoa.
Between two pillows. Anyway.
Jeez.
But the main kicker why this one is deserves to be on this list is the chorus. It's just that one line. I might like you better if we slept together. Huh. You think you know this one.
Those aren't pillows.
How about them bears? All right. This is my number 8, and it's Romeo Void. A song called Never Say Never.
Number 8.
Time itself was history.
Never, ever.
So I never. Always thought it said, like, Mama, it'd be better if we slept together. And I always thought it was kind of weird. Because he kind of mumbles it.
Mama, it'd be better?
Mama, it'd be better if we slept together.
That is really
I think that was weird, too.
Yeah, I think you're a disturbed individual.
But, you know, you get it stuck in your head that they're saying that the lyrics are some certain thing. And you convince yourself that it is saying whatever. I forget it.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Like, if you have that in your head and you tell someone that, like, you can listen for it and you will hear it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I understand completely.
Let's listen to it again.
You're just... No, we're good. We're good.
No, let's move on to my song.
Yeah, that's
Romeo. Really, this is all about me.
That's my number 8, Romeo Void. Summer, it's all about summer, so let's move on to Summer's number 7.
This is number 7. This is a song from a band called the Asteroids Galaxy Tour. They're not super well known. They did have a song on a Heineken commercial called Golden Age. But anyway, this is not that song. This song is called Around the Bend.
Okay.
And this is a band from Denmark, just for the road.
The Asteroids Galaxy Tour.
The Asteroids Galaxy Tour. They're a recent band. Their debut album was in 2009.
What's all this recent music? What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is that?
But some of the lyrics are, you'll feel the need, there's no way to return. You'll feel the need, oh yeah, it burns. What a ride, hot love on a platter. Give me that thing. Give me good times around the bend. So anyway, it's a really fun sounding song, and I actually had no idea it was about sex because I never really listened to the words. But I have this whole album, and when I was looking up songs about sex, this came up, and I was like, oh, cool. So anyway, I hope you enjoy it. Check it out.
I'm curious now.
It's
number
fun.
7. This is your
this
number
is
7.
Number 7.
Cool.
Awesome. Dance around while you listen.
Number 7.
Done and done. I knew I heard that from somewhere. That's a we just said it was a
iPod Touch commercial.
Yes, I knew it.
Yeah,
you were right.
The asteroid.
Way to go, champ!
But that's what broke him.
The Asteroids Galaxy
that's
Tour.
Said, that's what broke him in 2008.
Yeah,
that makes
good
sense,
for
right?
them.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah.
That's such a catchy tune.
It's
cool.
A nice, cool fun tune. Song, and happens to be about sex.
Yeah,
so why yay. Not?
Yay, yay.
Good pick, Ryan Blake. What's your number seven?
My number seven is it's Ray Charles, and
is this making Whoopi?
No,
say because we played that one already.
Yeah,
if
no.
You recall,
this is what I say, and the whole second half of the song, the part two, it sounds like Ray Charles is having sex with all of the
with the Raylettes.
I
the
Raylettes. Almost had this song on my list.
Yeah.
So
I put this on the list essentially for the second half of the song, mm-hmm. which is them
yeah,
grunting
this one
at each other.
It was controversial in its day too.
I'm sure that's why they made it a part one and a part two. I'm sure because they cut out.
Well, no, because it's too long. I think that's why they did that. But the radio stations were like, "Whoa, yeah. he really sounds like he's having sex with the Raylettes."
Yeah.
That's we weren't you and I weren't just having
no.
sex. Just
it kind of sounded like it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It
just so you know,
it wasn't really
okay. I'm glad.
Okay. Ryan Blake's number seven, Ray Charles. Good pick.
Number seven.
See the girl with the red dress on. She can do the bird. What's that? What's that? What time? All right.
We're watching Ray Charles in that song. He says that the girl with the red dress on, she can do the Birdland all night long. And we wanted to know what the Birdland was. We're watching on YouTube. There's these two really dorky looking white girls dancing in their chairs.
See, this isn't the Birdland. They're doing the swim now.
Yeah,
they're doing the hula.
This is funny. This video was uploaded in 2006. And right now it has zero likes and one dislike.
Well, I see why.
In 6 years.
I had anything to do with it, and it'd have two dislikes.
Burn. You can dislike it. Go do it, man. That is Ryan's number seven. It's Ray Charles.
I could do the Birdland all night long.
These girls are still doing. Look at them. They're looking at them.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe they'll do it all night long. We'll see.
Let's hope not.
With each other.
Anyhow.
Hey, now.
My number seven is from Rick James. And it's a little song called Super Freak.
All right.
Yeah. Real quickly, I wanted to mention Rick
James. Rick James.
I'm Rick James, bitch. Rick James had a crazy life.
Darkness.
This is really weird. He dropped out of high school. He joined the Navy. He went AWOL to Canada. While he was there, he started a rock/soul band called the Minor Birds. And for a time, Neil Young was in that band.
Oh, wow.
He was
really?
A guitar player. Yeah. He was found out there and by the Army and by the Navy, and had to spend a year in prison for going AWOL. And eventually, he got out and cleaned his act up, and he signed with Motown in 1978. And the rest is history. All right, I'm going to turn this off now. Stop doing the Birdland. All right.
Heart of Gold.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
That's pretty good.
Rick, that was really good. Rick James and Neil Young were in a band together.
I never guessed that.
No, but Super Freak is a great song about sex.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That's true. The sample, of course, you know, is from it was sampled by MC Hammer and blah blah blah. And there's really dirty lyrics, so pay attention. This is my number seven, Rick James, Super Freak.
Number seven.
Off the street, oh girl, she
Ow.
Ow. I forgot my parachute pants. Sorry.
Yeah. But I did the dance, though.
You did.
It was impressive.
I mean, I was
it
behind
was
the
hot.
Table, but you could tell I was doing it.
Oh, yeah. But it's not the same without the parachute pants. Yeah.
No, it's not. But
Temptation sing. Anyway. My number six, or my number seven.
Yeah, that's your number
right.
seven.
Sorry.
So, yeah, let's move on to the number sixes.
Yeah, Summer, go for it.
This song, I'm really not going to talk about it too much because it's pretty self-explanatory. It's Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, my God.
It's very much about sex. It's about getting it on.
Ryan, did she steal it from you?
Nope.
Did I steal it from you?
You did.
I'm sorry.
It's my number one, man.
Oh, I'm the worst. Oh.
Since there's three of us today and we're pressed for time, we decided someone gets one stolen, there's going to be no alternates. So I guess I won't have a number one today.
I'm sorry. It's a number six.
Should be stolen a number one and a number three.
It should be number one. This should be number one.
Thievery.
Well, it's not. So live with
it. All right.
It.
Marvin Gaye, let's get
number
it
six.
Fine. Okay, real quick, I just wanted to...
I don't think that was an ass getting smacked.
No?
Ben.
I think it was. I'm assuming it was. Real quick, since this was my number one and I had a couple of notes on it, I wanted to say...
It was where on your list?
Number one.
Oh, number one?
Yeah, thanks, Summer. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I got a lot of glares during that song.
Mm-hmm. Great song, though. In the album, Let's Get It On, that the song Let's Get It On is from, there's a little bit of a bit of liner notes written by Marvin Gaye himself. And he said... well, I'm just going to wait for the... Are we in Britain?
No,
good God. Okay. I'll wait for this thing to pass, and then I'll...
There was an emergency.
Yeah. Apparently. Marvin Gaye says this. I can't see anything wrong with sex between consenting anybody's. I think we make too much of it. After all, one's genitals are one important part of the magnificent human body. I have no argument with the essential part they play in the reproduction of the species. However, the reproductive process has been assured by the pleasure both parties receive when they engage in it.
Yeah. Wow.
Very well said, Marvin.
You have to agree with that.
Yeah. I think he's just a horny guy. Yeah.